From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A British Parliament committee has concluded that emails taken from a university research center do not undercut the science of global warming. But the inquiry did criticize the university for failing to respond to skeptics' freedom of information requests. The inquiry is the first of three in the UK triggered by a furor that some have dubbed ClimateGate. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Phil Jones ran the Climate Research Unit at the University of East Anglia. Last fall, thousands of his emails were posted anonymously on the internet. In these emails, we read how Jones and colleagues around the world circled their wagons against attacks by global warming skeptics. And those skeptics themselves read the emails as evidence of scientific fraud. Not so, said an inquiry by the British Parliament. The committee found Jones wasn't hiding or manipulating his data and found no reason to doubt the scientific consensus that humans are heating up the planet. But committee chairman Phil Willis was not pleased with how the university responded to skeptics' freedom of information requests for the raw climate data.
To have a flood of freedom of information requests must have been annoying. But the way in which the unit handled them and the way in which the university handled them, which was in fact to really sort of obstruct those seeking information, I think was reprehensible.
The university's vice chancellor, Professor Edward Acton, accepted at least a share of that criticism.
I take it very seriously. I want to have the fuller picture that I hope will arise from the independent review I've set up. But I think there are things that could have been done better, and we must ensure we do them absolutely as they should be done in the future.
While that investigation continues, along with a third inquiry, Jones has stepped down from his position as the director of the Climate Research Unit. He has previously acknowledged that he had written some, quote, awful emails, but his measurement of global temperature trends has been independently corroborated by researchers in the United States. Richard Harris, NPR News.